My wife will be 62 in August of 2019, and I would like to know if I can claim a spousal benefit if I have not yet filed a claim for my own benefit. I will be 68 in 2019. Is this strategy still available for me? And if so, will I be able to collect half of her benefit amount that she will receive at age 62? If not, what would I collect half of? Thanks. And he signs his name, but of course, as always, we're going to protect his anonymity and call him George.
Just what I always wanted, my own little bunny rabbit. I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him.
I'm not a bunny rabbit.
Okay, I think I have some good news for this particular person.
For George? Hiker George,
for George
from
for
California?
For Hiker George from California. So, his wife is turning 62 in August of 2019. 62 is the first age that she can file for her own retirement benefit. He's well past that age, obviously, at 68. He's asking, though, if she files at 62, which she will be filing for a reduced benefit, and she'll be claiming early. If she's 62 in 2019, that means she was born in 1957, so... she's going to have about a 66 and 8 months as her full retirement age, plus or minus a couple of months there. And since she's filing early, she will be filing for an early or reduced benefit because of that early filing status. However, that will unlock the door to him filing a spousal application on her record. Now, the good news is, normally... under current law, if you were to file for a spousal benefit, you are deemed to be filing for your own benefit first and would only receive a spousal benefit if it helps you, if it exceeds what your own benefit might be. That's deeming. Deeming used to only happen before your full retirement age, but now deeming happens even after your full retirement age. Unless you were born before January 2nd of 1954. So January 1st of 1954, you're okay. All years prior to that, you're okay. You actually are not subject to the deeming rule once you reach your full retirement age. What that unlocks, what that allows then, is the filing of what's called a restricted application. It allows you to go into Social Security and say, I'm eligible for my own benefit, and I'm eligible for a spousal benefit, but I'd like to restrict my application today to only the spousal benefit, leaving my own benefit to continue to grow in the background, earning delayed retirement credits. He, being 68, will have almost 2 years. I doubt his birthday's in August, but he could have
this is October.
Up to 2 years, so he'll be almost 69 then in August. So he'll have a little over a year worth of delayed retirement credits still potentially earned if he were to delay. If he weren't grandfathered in, which he is because he was born before January 2nd of 1954. He was born back in 1951, I believe. Maybe 1952, actually, if he's turning 69. So 1952. So he's allowed to file this restricted application. So once his wife files at 62, that unlocks the door for him to file a spousal application. And only spousal, letting his own benefit to continue to grow for that final year plus a little bit and get him to his full retirement benefit. So there's one piece of good news. He can do that. Not a lot of people can still do that because the clock keeps ticking forward and more people are getting subjected to this deeming rule that went into effect a few years ago. And I have another bit of good news. The other good news is he made mention of, will I be allowed to collect half of what she's going to collect at 62? Better yet, he's going to be able to collect half of what she would have collected had she waited to her full retirement age. The penalty for early claiming doesn't apply to him because he's past his full retirement age. He is due the full spousal benefit, which is one half of his wife's PIA, the PIA being the full retirement age benefit that she has earned, which doesn't kick in for her until she's waited to 66 and I think it was 8 months in my guesstimate. I need to keep that table in front of me because more and more people are falling into that transitional period between 1955 and 1960 where they if you were born in those years, they slowly raised the full retirement age from 66 to 67. All that being said, she, claiming early, doesn't reduce his spousal, which seems odd to people. Yeah. It's surprising to people, but it is absolutely true. The fact that he is older and past his full retirement age relieves him of any burden or any reduction of benefit for claiming early because he's not claiming early. He's simply been waiting, biding his time until the door got unlocked by her by claiming her own retirement benefit. That's the thing that has to happen before he can claim a spousal. So he can claim and earn half of what she would have collected had she waited, even though she's not waiting. That's the glorious thing here. So a couple bits of good news for him. Yeah. Yes, he's grandfathered in. Yes, he can file for just a spousal. And he's going to collect more than what he expected.
And that surprises a lot of people. It is the age, not the age of the working spouse. And when they file, it's the age, I guess you could say, of the recipient spouse. Mm-hmm. And when they file, the fact that he's waiting to his full retirement age, mm-hmm. he will get half of her PIA, which, as you pointed out rightfully, is essentially half of what her full retirement age benefit would be, mm-hmm. even though she's claiming at 62 and claiming earlier.
Correct.
And that surprises so many people when we mm-hmm. tell them that. It doesn't matter the age the working spouse filed. What matters is the age the recipient spouse files.